There's a growing awareness that industrially produced flour, even supposedly whole grain flour, is not quite as whole or even wholesome. For one thing, the standard roller mill process that produces most of our flour separates out the oily, nutritious germ and exposes the flour to high temperatures that deplete even more of what nutrition is left. Now, for reasons of freshness, flavor, sustainability, and nutrition, locally sourced stone milling initiatives are springing up across the country. Carolina Ground is in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's one of these new mills. Founded by Jennifer Lapidus, Carolina Ground is run by women. The mill's approach to flour production is craft, not industry. Multidisciplinary artist Carla Seidel brings us this snapshot.
There's something very significant, I think, about two women running this flour mill. I don't know, I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's there. And the fact that it's so ancient, what we're doing, and that we're two women doing it.
I think it's the emotion and the intuition and just being connected.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lapidus, founder and general manager of Carolina Ground.
I'm Kim Thompson, and I'm the miller.
Stone milling, this is the original method. In fact, before that, there was stone on stone.
It is an ancient art. It's, if not the oldest, one of the oldest forms of mechanized production for creating food. So I can't not feel intrinsically connected to history.
I always remember one of my early jobs in college was I was working as a lab tech for an archaeologist, and one of my favorite things to separate out when they'd come in with a dig was to find a mortar and pestle. And it's that basic in a certain level, like, oh, just crack it into flour.
I just think about the story of the wheat that we bring in and where it's been and feeling responsible for continuing it and where it goes afterward.
Why are we doing it? I mean, food security, the fact that our industrial food system is based on cheap fuel, that's a finite thing. It makes a lot of sense to start rebuilding these community food systems.
You can't not pay attention to what's going on. Time, temperature, touch.
On this front end, you're seeing that this houses the stones, and grain that is fed through the hopper directly through is our whole grain flour, and then we have a bucket elevator that will carry that to a set of screens that will create a sifted product.
Even the packages themselves, the bags, we write by hand. It's the littlest thing, but I love writing the date that it was milled. I do that with a Sharpie by hand.
What you see now, most modern milling is done with steel rollers, and it's a process known as gradual reduction. The steel rollers are separating the bran from the endosperm and the germ, and they're gradually reducing it down to extract the starchy endosperm flour. For industrial food production, it was a win-win. It meant that you could have vertical integration and centralization of bread wheat production, and the shelf life was suddenly not a problem.
I like to randomly write quotes on bags of flour, especially when I'm stacking pallets, to kind of hide one in there, like little Easter eggs. It could catch someone's eye and make them think more about what they're about to do or what they're a part of.
Before all of that, pre-late 1800s, our country was dotted in stone mills, community mills, and it was more of a craft than an industry. When you're milling intact and the germ is crushed into the endosperm and all of it is coming through together, it's spreading those oils through the flour so you can really feel it.
It really is a huge contrast if you actually touch it. It just feels almost like it's creamy. It's crazy to me that the whole other process is to actually remove things and put it back when it's already there.
It's amazing to me sometimes when I look at the ingredients on a loaf of, you know, wonder why they call it bread, you know, that kind of bread where there's this list of ingredients and, you know, the idea of enriching our flour, coming back in and putting nutrients in when it was all pretty much there, basic, simple.
I feel like once you have experience with something like this, you can't really go back.
I think people are hungry for heart and for authenticity. I think that's part of what we're delivering.
I think a lot about how my life totally depends on the faces of people I will never see. I wouldn't even be standing here without people that I'll never know. It's a chance to get to be a part of something that connects people.
Carolina Ground is located in Asheville, North Carolina. Carla Seidel is the founder and producer of EarthFlavors.net. And that music, by the way, is a traditional milling song from Cameroon.